Colin Bissett today is taking us to New Delhi.
In 1910, the British decided to move the capital of India from Calcutta to Delhi. The new city was to be a grand statement of empire, and at its heart was an icon of imperial might, Viceroy's House. Completed in 1929, it's a breathtaking sight, which is exactly what the British wanted, given that only 20 years later they were thrown out when India became a republic. The Viceroy's House seems now like the final gasp of an old regime hoping to mask its impending collapse with a lot of British bluff and bluster. The fact that the Viceroy and his family needed 340 rooms to live in and a staff of some 500 servants simply adds to the amazing absurdity of it. There's even a throne room. It was designed by Sir Edwin Lutyens, the most famous architect in Britain at the turn of the 20th century, and something of an individualist. He started out in the arts and crafts style, designing luscious country houses, often in tandem with the garden designer Gertrude Jekyll, whose seemingly effortless plantings brought a whole new style to the British landscape. A Lutyens house was imbued with a playful and picturesque Englishness that harked back to medieval times with its use of brick and stone. But he would give it a dramatic twist, exaggerating elements like the chimneys to give the house a stately quality. This blend of old and new was everything that the newly wealthy of Edwardian Britain adored. By the First World War, Lutyens' work had become more classical, playing with arches and domes in a way that was perfect for the great memorials he designed for the war cemeteries, and of course the simple cenotaph in London's Whitehall. There were over 900 new cemeteries. In those with more than 1,000 graves, Lutyens designed a plain remembrance stone with "Their name liveth evermore" written on the side. It's exactly this kind of solemn grandeur he took to New Delhi. Viceroy's House is a classical building, but while its dome was inspired by the Pantheon in Rome, it's oddly reminiscent of a Buddhist stupa, because this overtly British building was given an Indian twist, with carved elephants to greet you at every entrance, fretworked windows, and a traditional Mughal garden laid out at its rear. Viceroy's House might well be an icon of empire, but now renamed Rashtrapati Bhavan, it still impresses as the residence of the President of India. Goethe mused that architecture is frozen music, but the work of Lutyens is more like the music of Elgar, sensitive and playful one moment, overblown and pompous the next. In other words, so very British.
That story from Colin Bissett, plus pictures of Viceroy House, are up on our part of the RN website.